Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller as he discusses the Knoxville Police Department's policies following recent racial protests throughout the country. Following Monday's City Council meeting, in that meeting, at the end of the meeting, made a little statement about kind of the situation we're seeing in the country when you're seeing, you know, the protests and the kind of aggression towards police officers and vice versa. And one thing he mentioned in that meeting was kind of the training and the things that the Knoxville Police Department already is doing and already doing in regards to how they train and how they implement certain things. I guess take us through kind of when it comes to everything that's going on in the country and everything here, what is the Knoxville Police Department doing right now and has been doing to kind of make sure that we don't have those problems here?
Anytime in law enforcement, when we have a use of force situation, it's very dynamic. There's a lot of things happening at one time. We are human. So the things that are going through our mind that we are thinking about, such as following policies, following laws, you know, what we can and what we can't do. First of all, it's somewhat difficult because others don't have to necessarily follow those rules. So how we go about trying to keep our officers safe and trying to keep our officers doing the right thing is training, you know, whether that is defensive tactics training throughout the year. We also create our policies to support what we essentially stand for and what we believe in, right? Is fairness for all, and absolutely no discrimination against any person. So our policies, our use of force policy has a clause in there that's called duty to intercede. So anytime that an officer sees another officer using what they believe is excessive force, they have a duty to stop that officer. They also have a duty to report that officer to supervisors. Luckily, here in Knoxville, we don't have a lot of use of force situations, so that's very good for us. Also, in our use of force policy, it already bans chokeholds. So that's something that we are at least ahead of the curve on. Some other trainings that we do throughout the year is we do, or at least we have done, implicit bias training. We have done de-escalation training. We do mental health training. We train our officers so they can have the skills to go out and solve our community's problems in the best way possible, or at least the best way that we know how. But it doesn't necessarily stop there, because we have to continue to train and train and grow and get better, you know, not only as law enforcement officers, but also as police officers, because there is a big difference, and I don't think a lot of people know this, a big difference between law enforcement and policing. So we try to do our best to focus on the policing side the vast majority of the time, but every once in a while when we have to enforce the laws, we want to make sure that we're trained and that we are successful when we do that. We have other policies such as bias-based policing, right, that essentially states that we cannot discriminate against anybody. We can't police a certain fraction of our community, you know, based on whatever that would be. So just a lot of training goes on to make sure that our officers are treating the community fairly and keeping the community safe as well as keeping them safe. Something else that I mentioned in that city council meeting, and I understand that I'm going a little long here, is the training, specifically implicit bias training. That is very important training. And that is training that I believe personally every law enforcement officer needs, because if we don't understand our biases, how are we going to recognize them when we're out in the field, when we're dealing with somebody that we may have a bias against for whatever reason, you know, but we still have to treat that person fairly and with respect. The issue with trainings like that, specifically implicit bias and de-escalation training, is those who do it, they know what it's worth. You know, so the Des Moines Police Department recently put out a statement that they've received a certain type of training, world-class training is what they called it, from a college here in Iowa. And we've also attempted to get that same training. However, to do that would end our entire training budget for 1 year. So unfortunately, that is off the table. But what we do in response to that is we look for professional articles, or we look for cheaper training that may not be as good or last as long, usually is the issue. Like always, small police departments like ours, we do what we can with what we have. And a lot of times we do it well. You know, sometimes we don't necessarily always get it right, but we always do our best to. So, you know, training is very important. Officers understanding our policies is very important. You know, community policing, treating everybody with the respect that they deserve is important. And those are our standards and our values for this department. And, you know, obviously that didn't start with me. That was with Chief Lasada, and that was with Chief Sprofka before this. So, I mean, while we are operating as normal, we understand the need to grow.
Obviously, here in Marion County, specifically Marion County, there's a lot of support for law enforcement, police officers, fire, EMS, everything, all the first responders. We have a first responders night out. Great time for everybody. But across the country, with all this stuff that's going on, we've seen recent firings, resignings, less people, cops kind of getting out of the field because of the backlash from all of this. I guess for you, when it comes to that, is there any worry when it comes to trying to hire new officers or trying to find officers that want to come in here and take part in this and be a police officer and protect and serve the people here in Knoxville and Marion County?
So a lot of times departments our size do have an issue with recruiting and retention. And so when we go out and seek a police officer, we want the best police officer for our community. And we have to be able to pay those officers what they're worth, especially in a good economy like we have right now, barring coronavirus. You know, there's a lot of jobs out there and people are getting paid a lot. So not only do we have to pay our officers what they're worth, but we also have to train our officers. And if we don't have the budget to pay them and to train them, you know, policing isn't going to go well. Like you said, we do have a lot of support here in Knoxville and in Marion County, and that is a direct reflection, I believe, of the stuff that we have done. You know, not only the police department, but the community reaching out and wanting us to be involved, as well as us reaching out to be involved in our community. And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, without community support, a police department is nothing.
Thanks to Chief Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.